A Mayo Clinic study of teen smoking rates in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region found young people there use tobacco at high rates. Nearly 30% of 11 to 14-year-olds and 63% of high school students use tobacco, compared to less than 20% of teens nationally. Dr. Christy Patton is the lead author of the YK Delta study. She says focus groups with kids in the region helped them design the intervention program, but the results were not good.
Unfortunately, the tobacco abstinence rates at the end of 6 months were not promising. Not one of the adolescents in our intervention program quit tobacco.
Were you surprised at that?
I was surprised because it was a very intensive intervention where kids stayed overnight for 2 nights, 3 days. They received counseling and fun activities, pretty much everything that they had asked for. So I figure, well, with that intensive of a program, if that did not work, we really have to take a new direction.
Do you have any insight into why do you think it didn't work?
Well, the kids came to stay in Bethel with us as counselors. But then after the weekend program, they had to go back home to their villages where their family members and many other residents are using tobacco. So it really becomes a more of a community or social issue that perhaps that level needs to be addressed in future interventions.
Are there other programs that have been successful that are that short term? It seems that if you're going to change a highly addictive behavior, it's going to take longer than a weekend intensive interaction. What other programs would compare to this?
Well, among adolescents generally, behavioral counseling, very similar to what we provided, has been the most effective treatment for youth. So we did follow evidence-based guidelines. We basically compressed the 8 hours of counseling into 1 weekend, however, whereas many other studies have spread it out over, say, 8 weeks. So we really did take the best evidence base for adolescents, although the quit rates for adolescent smokers involved with these types of interventions have not been that promising as well, but more promising than what we found.
What kind of feedback did you get from the teenagers, the participants?
They did talk about the struggles with going back home. During the weekend program, many did bring that up as an issue where they might potentially relapse. So I think the kids did notice or were aware that this may be an issue once they went back home.
Is there something about the sort of homemade mixture that they're using, this ICMIC, rather than commercial cigarettes, that changes the dynamic of the addiction that they're dealing with?
Well, at Mayo Clinic, we've actually analyzed this homemade mixture and found that the nicotine concentrations are much higher than, say, Copenhagen or other forms of smokeless tobacco. So there is greater addiction potential with this form of tobacco. But it is perceived as safer to use because the ash is considered a natural ingredient. So unlike commercial forms of smokeless tobacco, ICMIC, or the homemade form of smokeless tobacco, is considered to be safer.
Considered to be safer by doctors or just the community?
The community. Early on, we did focus groups of adolescents as well as adult community members. And we talked about ICMIC and their perceptions of it. And this issue came out in those focus groups, that this mixture is perceived as safer to use than other forms of tobacco.
Is there any evidence that that would be true?
Well, we do have the nicotine concentration findings, which show that it has higher addiction potential. At Mayo Clinic, we actually have some studies going on where we're looking at different biomarkers associated with this ICMIC use versus other forms of tobacco. So in our work with pregnant women and kids, they have actually asked for more objective feedback on how ICMIC may be harmful to babies and teens as well as adults. So we are engaged in other research to study that issue because we don't really know for sure.
Dr. Christy Patton is the lead author of a Mayo Clinic study looking at the high rate of tobacco use among teens in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.